Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on Keshia, K-E-S-H-I-A, Saxon, S-A-X-O-N. Keshia Saxon is a 50-year-old woman who reports she was involved in a work-connected motor vehicle accident on 7-11-22. She was the restrained operator of a vehicle that was cut off when her front side, when she hit the front side of another vehicle. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her head, common neck, common right shoulder, common right hand, common and back. Pritchard was seen at a virtual hospital emergency room the same day. Pritchard had further evaluation and treatment, including right wrist surgery on 11-18-22, but is unaware of her final diagnosis. Pritchard completed a course of active treatment on 4-3-23. Pritchard Saxon admits to injuring her back in 2016, treated by a chiropractor. Period. She also received physical therapy and had an MRI as a result of that motor vehicle accident. Period. New paragraph. Relative to the subject event, she described she was jolted forward and her hands gripped the wheel. Period. She immediately had pain in her neck, wrist, etc. Period. She was seen in the emergency room and was vomiting. Period. She states, as a result, she was diagnosed with a concussion. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Saxon was seen at the emergency department on 7-11-22. Period. She was a restrained driver in a motor vehicle accident just prior to arrival. Period. She struck another vehicle on their side panel with the front of her car. Period. She denies any airbag deployment. Period. She was wearing her seatbelt and did not have any secondary accident or rollover accident. Period. Shortly after exiting her vehicle, she became lightheaded and dizzy. Period. She was then taken to the emergency room by a friend. Period. She was evaluated and had a CAT scan of the brain that showed no acute intracranial abnormality. Period. Cervical spine x-ray showed degenerative discogenic changes, but no acute fractures or dislocations. Period. She was diagnosed with cervical strain and motor vehicle accident, for which she was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. She later came under the care of Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. Period. On 11-18-22, she performed right wrist diagnostic arthroscopy with open repair of the right triangular fibrocartilage complex. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right wrist triangular fibrocartilage complex tears. Period. She continued to see Dr. Wagner from 9-14-22 to 4-3-23. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen at WorkNet on 7-12-22, by which time she had already been to the emergency room. Period. She was diagnosed by Dr. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, with right shoulder sprain, cervical sprain, and headache. Period. She advised application of ice and use of ibuprofen and cyclobenzaprine. Period. Her progress was monitored here at WorkNet over the next several weeks, running through 9-2-22. Period. She was going to continue with occupational therapy for her right wrist. Period. She was referred for various MRI studies, including right wrist and shoulder. Period. She did undergo MRI of the right wrist and shoulder on 9-6-22 to be inserted here. Period. On 9-15-22, she had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 10-7-22, she underwent x-rays of the sacroiliac joints and pelvis. As period on 12-7-22, she underwent an MRI of the cervical spine. Period, she originally had right wrist x-rays on 8-31-22, read by Dr. Dimarcangelo. Period. New paragraph. She also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Cedar, S-I-D-O-R, beginning 9-12-22. Period. He opined she had a cervical strain and sprain as a result of the accident. Period. She also sustained a right rotator cuff strain and long head of the biceps tendon strain. Period. He advised the MRI revealed no surgical lesions. Period. They were going to try physical therapy, but he was not exactly sure what diagnosis was put on the previous physical therapy prescriptions. Period. In the paragraph, she was seen by Dr. Wagner originally on 9-14-22. Period. She had been wearing a soft right wrist splint intermittently since 2 days after the accident. Period. Dr. Wagner. Dr. Wagner noted the results of the wrist MRI from 9-6-22, where they decided to pursue surgical intervention. Period. She did undergo right wrist arthroscopy and TFCC repair on 11-18-22. The postoperative diagnosis was complex tear of the triangular fibrocartilage of the right wrist. Period. She also participated in occupational therapy and followed up with Dr. Wagner through 3-6-23. Period. She was going to continue home exercise for her wrist extension. Period. She was cleared to return to work full duty effective Monday, April 10, and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. As part of her follow-up at WorkNet, she was seen on 9-23-22 by physician assistant B-O-O-C-K-O-F-F. Period. He noted the results of a lumbar MRI from 9-16-22. Period. His impression was persisting lumbar strain, for which he referred her for therapy and kept her on modified duty. Period. She was also going to use ibuprofen. Period. She did see Dr. Cedar again on 4-17-23. Period. She had seen Dr. Kwan, K-W-O-N, on 1-23-23 for pain management. Period. He had diagnosed her with cervical radiculopathy. Period. She declined cervical epidural injection that he offered. Period. Mr. Bukoff, working with Dr. Cedar, provided her with 2 trigger point injections to the right trapezius. Period. On 5-15-23, she was allowed to continue working full duty. Period. She saw Dr. Cedar through 12-19-22. Period. He noted the results of the cervical spine MRI showing a right herniated disc at C3-4. Period. He wanted her to be seen by Dr. Kwan. Period. In paragraphs, her petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr, B-A-R-R, on 10-6-22. Period. In addition to the subject event, He elicited a history of a motor vehicle accident in 2016 from which she injured her lower back. Bircher was treated by a chiropractor named Dr. Neil Lieben, L-E-E-B-M-A-N, and her symptoms resolved. Period. Dr. Barr performed an exam and diagnosed her with lumbar sprain and degenerative disc disease, as well as bilateral sacroiliac joint sprains. Apparently, she had no signs of radiculopathy. Pretty referred her for x-rays of the pelvis and SI joints. Pretty referred her to a pain specialist for SI joint injections. Period. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan on 10/31/22. Period. He rendered treatment to her through 1/23/23. Paired diagnoses were herniated cervical disc, comma, cervical radiculopathy, comma, right upper extremity pain, comma, back pain, comma, and left sacroiliac joint pain. Paired, she did not wish to proceed with cervical epidural injection. Period. He placed her at maximum medical improvement and cleared her to return to work full duty. Period. New paragraph. On 11/14/22, she underwent preoperative evaluation by physician assistant LANZISERA at Virtua Hand Surgery and Rehabilitation Center. Period. Physical exam, extremities upper. She had portal scars in the dorsum of her wrist and an open linear scar measuring 1.5 inches on the distal ulna. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She did wear a sweater and had polished extension fingernails. Period. Motion of both shoulders was full bilaterally with crepitus. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist on the right and L4 on the left. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle test was 5-5. Right hand grasp and pinch grip, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation by the right ulnar carpal junction and the fifth metacarpal, but there was none on the left. Paired hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Extremities lower, she remained in her pants. Paired the rest is normal. Cervical, she had variable, non-reproducible flexion in this area to 45 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation was full to 80 degrees with tenderness. Paired extension and bilateral side bending were full without discomfort. Paired. She had tenderness to palpation of the trapezii bilaterally in the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly. Was able to squat and rise, complaining of low back tenderness. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees with tenderness. Period. Bilateral side bending were full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Extension and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period. She was tender in the midline at L4 and L5, as well as the right iliac crest, but not the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/11/22, Kashaya Saxon was involved in a work-connected motor vehicle accident. Period. She was seen the same day at the emergency room, where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. She then followed up with WorkNet beginning 7/12/22. Period. Treatment was conservative in nature over the next few months. Period. She also came under the hand specialist care of Dr. Wagner. Period. MRI of the wrist was done as noted above. Period. Surgery was then done on the right wrist as noted above. Period. She did well afterwards. Period. Paragraph, Ms. Saxon also offered complaints in along the right shoulder, back, comma, and neck. Perry underwent diagnostic studies of these regions as well. Perry pain specialist Dr. Kwan offered her a cervical epidural injection that she declined. Perry did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be healed surgical scarring about the right hand and wrist. Period, she had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period, there was crepitus at both shoulders. Period, manual muscle testing was minimally reduced in right hand grasp and pinch grip. Period, she had tender palpation about the right hand. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, there was full range of motion of the lower extremities. Without tenderness, period, she had variable mobility about the cervical and lumbar spine. Period, Weber Sprungs maneuver and straight leg raise maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period, she did have radiographic evidence of the expected degenerative changes in her cervical spine, common lumbar spine, common probably her hip and right shoulder. Period, these were not caused permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period.